Tiltcast, episode 234.
Shards are fire.
Indeed.
Oh my god.
And this week, guys, we talk about Sheltered.
Hatreds.
How it's not Fallout Sheltered.
Poop sucks.
And we talk Destiny, the Taken King.
God, I fucking hate shit.
And shards.
And of course, we go off the rails. So stay tuned.
Shards!
She was trying her best to make the slurping sound too. That was amazing.
You were like sort of horizontal and it was looking ridiculous. You're like,
I really hate Dusty. I hate his face.
I gotta say, that looked like a little bit of a Durr moment.
It's like the glass won't go any higher, but I can't get any further over the table.
Maybe I just need a juicy box.
You do.
Or and a helmet.
Or a step stool and a longer torso.
So you
need a straw.
I hate you.
We need to get one of those box wines, put a straw in it for her.
Ooh, let's do it. And we can use like one of those big giant pixie sticks, but an empty one. Yeah. A giant straw. Yeah. I am all over that shit.
Rusty Shackleford.
That'd be amazing.
I hate Rusty Shackleford.
Why do you hate me?
You know why.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I know why. I just want to be part of the crowd.
Hey, everybody. It's the Tiltcast.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
What are you? What
I'm
are
here
you?
With my why? Sweater on. Yeah. Hey.
Whoa. What are you trying to say?
Hey, what's your name?
Bobby McGee.
That's Earl. And I'm pointing.
I'm Bob.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with everybody?
They're
Jason.
Babs.
Nice. We're here.
Rusty,
I
have no alias.
Rusty, I think this is the best time to tell you why I'm mad at you.
What? Why is that, Earl?
I'm late.
Oh, we're going to have a man baby.
Aww.
I shall name our baby
Bob.
Bob?
Ah,
it's going to be such a great baby.
Are you sure Bob's not just a food baby?
Bob Jr.
Bob Jr. Hey, you know what you don't know, Earl? Is we recorded a video that'll be up soon. Where it was a story of two dads.
Oh, buddy, who was the two dads?
I was dad number A.
Number A.
Who was dad
number
B?
A? Of course.
You are.
Hey, I've always wanted to be a partner with you.
Actually,
so I had no
choice.
Your
two.
Character's name was Grandpa Earl.
So you were Matthew McConaughey-ing it up?
I had the scruffy beard shirt, and you had a sweater.
I feel like
you had an oversized sweater like that one that you normally wear that you just threw away.
I feel like he's finally read my dear penthouse letters.
I'm
he did.
Saying.
No, it wasn't his chest hair.
Did you finally read?
Because I've seen dudes where you cannot
my
tell
my August
difference.
Edition of 2013.
That's scary.
Dear penthouse letters. Is this how you knew what I would want in my partner?
I might have.
I knew it. Did you have glasses or no glasses?
There's not an option for glasses.
See? Man in contacts. I love me a man in contacts. Do we have any babies? Did we adopt?
We did have two babies. We had two bald babies.
Oh, they're so bald. I just wanted to be like, oh.
And you know, guess what their names were.
If they were my children,
Bob
and Jason.
No, Jason and Rusty.
Oh, Rusty Bob. Gah! Man, this is getting better. By
this
do we have a female?
Romance
did we have like any
levels.
Any maids
well,
or anything?
I mean,
no. Well, eventually we did. But who did we eat first?
Was it me? Did you eat me?
It was Grandpa Earl.
Oh,
Grandpa
I am first. Meaty. I'm meaty,
well,
baby.
You know,
I got
you
lots
too.
Of meat.
You gave us
you,
14.
You
food.
Died of starvation.
Well,
so,
I'm not going to eat. The,
you know, and then
so you're the first person to die of starvation,
then,
and we fed on your carcass.
Well, that's
yeah.
the way. I,
well,
that was
no,
my that was
no,
my September 2014 dear printhouse letters.
It was worse than that.
Your calf was tasty.
See, right after you died of starvation,
I
Grandpa Earl,
it for you.
Everybody got mad cow disease.
The chick we brought into the shelter is the one that harvested you.
Yeah, and
okay.
I was away.
Knew.
Should be.
I was away. I was on a.
Nobody
on
knew,
a trip.
But she did it behind our backs.
I bet yeah. she was on the deep web.
She
or
was.
She learned how
maybe,
to do it.
Maybe.
I thought so.
It's possible.
She learned it off the Silk Road.
She went through the Tor engine and she found how to do it. I thought so.
How to check some.
No, I watch a guy on YouTube.
Really?
Not an ordinary gamer, and he does every week. He does a thing for like Adventures in Deep Web, and like in the beginning of it, a lot of times it'll say some of these things have been reported to the authorities and stuff like that.
Uh huh.
And there was one last week. One of the things he found was how to cut up humans for edible digestion. Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, what in the
bloody
hell?
Hell?
Yeah. And then there was something else he saw, and I pray to God it doesn't happen. I just hope it's a hoax. Hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, somebody...
But yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
I downloaded an app where you can do virtual surgery. It's pretty badass.
It's called Surgeon Simulator 2013.
No, it's called Chess Master...
for your phone?
It's called Chess Master 1996 that I used to get my ass whooped by my best friend. Because he loved playing that damn
thing. No, I remember Battle game. Chess where the freaking queen ate.
It's actually called...
Battle Chess was amazing.
You're going to love this. It's called Touch Surgery.
Touch Surgery? Well...
Oh,
and my face has been healed. Thank you very
much.
No,
hold on. You be Nicolas Cage. I'll be the man.
Holy balls.
He just touched his face while he touched Rusty's face.
We cut our faces off and we switch his face off.
Our face.
His Nicolas Cage. Off. I am John Travolta.
What? Because, you know, that's the only way Earl upgrades from regular what? Douchebag to greatest douchebag on the planet.
Oh.
You mean douchebag like Michael Douchebag? Though, man.
Hell yeah, he does.
Well, he was like the drunk cigarette-smoking angel in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great movie. I loved it. He always smelled of cotton candy. And yeah. He smelled cotton candy, and then depending on the type of woman you are, whatever you like. So, like, he smelled like fresh-baked cookies. He's... Well, like other stuff too.
It's like any of those like fucking weird like
fucky weirdy.
Fucky weirdy hand cream. Shut up.
Fucky weirdy hand cream.
Fuck. You know weirdy. What it is like? You don't usually use it, but like there's always somebody at work that's like wearing like some kind of funky
like
lotion that smells like baked goods, and then you start getting hungry, and then you realize somebody fucking
Penny Matney smells like a grandma.
Last name's out.
Sorry, Penny smells like a grandma.
Thanks.
That's okay. You can edit that out.
I have to timestamp that. Now.
You're welcome. You're
thanks.
Welcome. God damn it, Earl.
And we're going to have to go beep, beep, beep.
I don't believe she listens to
what's the time clock
this?
At?
I don't know.
6:39. This is a pretty damn slim
chance. I think the chance is pretty damn slim that it'll get edited out.
But if you work at our job, you know. Because you walk by her, you're like, grandma. She does. She wears old grandma perfume. Always has.
Well, I mean,
and it's overwhelming.
Is there a brand for that?
It is.
Yeah.
My grandma used
basic
to wear
it. Bitches wear weird hands.
My grandma used to wear
basic bitches.
And
basic
my grandma bitches. Wore. What did my grandma
but
wear?
No, she I know what wore. He's talking about. It's like the cucumber kumquat scented.
Let me think. No,
cucumber
kumquat.
I have a heard kumquat. That's a hard thing to say.
Cucumber
say
kumquat.
That three times. Cucumber kumquat.
Yeah, kumquat. Kumquat.
Cucumber kumquat.
Well, huh?
Cucumber kumquat.
You're getting older as you go. Oh my God.
I have legitimate speech impediment.
Kumquat.
I did too. I was a speech impediment class until like sixth grade.
Yeah, I have to say things several times before I get it.
I couldn't say ours.
Ours?
Ours?
How did you say your name?
I say ours like aw. Aw.
So it's aw?
Like aw. And I went
my name
through,
is aw?
My name is aw.
See, what happens is I had it since I was able to talk, and I had to go to, like, sixth grade. But when I was in second grade, there was a guy named Mark. And I say mock.
Mock?
Mock.
Mock.
And he got mad, and beep, beep. Like kids beep, are, beep. Decided to... Call me an effing retard.
No.
My name is Mark. It is Mark, not Mock. Say it right, you fucking retard. And then it was really
that's
kicked his ass.
Well, kids are, you know what I'm saying.
It's
but
right. It's
I
terrible.
Used to get really,
it's
I still
really
get
terrible.
Mad when I can't get my point across because I feel like I'm not saying the words right. And like my grandma one time, I was trying to tell her there was a bird. She was like, burr, grandma, burr. It was horrible. But she was like, I don't know what you're saying. And I'd get really mad. But yeah, I went through it. And then when I went to Ulaga, I was up to like the sixth grade. And then I was able to say ours. And it was like a big party. Speech
it wasn't
classes.
A party.
Yay!
It's
not
great,
a party.
Give you great going away parties. But yeah, I still have trouble
with
ours
sometimes.
Did you know
I used to teach speech classes?
Hmm?
I used to teach speech classes.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so you learned to be
so
able
you'll
to
learn. You'll learn one, like, really nice and touching thing about me for, like, 12 seconds.
Okay.
For a little bit, I wanted to be a speech pathologist.
That's really cool, dude.
Can we have some background music?
And I used to
I
have,
know, right?
I used to have a speech impediment.
What was yours?
I need some
I'm not
going to
go into it.
Music.
Oh, I opened up my fucking heart to you, and you're all like, I'm going to step on it. I'm not telling you.
Dysphagia, and it's a long, complicated process in this moment.
That's understandable.
I know what it is.
Look it up.
Yeah.
But anyways, long story short,
wow.
I still have to practice saying things, so that's why I podcast. That's why I also
careful,
end up doing a lot of
might be
some kind of public speaking of some sort, or playing music in front of people, and then having you sing ish. I don't sing. I don't do karaoke.
You kind of yell on key, don't you?
I do yell on key. I can yell louder than Earl if I really try.
Oh dear God! Please don't try.
I don't have many differences in volume in between.
Yeah, don't try.
I like the
nobody
bat,
wins.
The last
I
part
used
of that.
I do that in high school, and I was part of a quartet. I realized early on, though, that was probably going to ruin my vocal cords, so I stopped.
That would be my two guesses.
Polyps,
yeah, vocal polyps.
Yes, they are a thing. Me and Rusty were talking. When you were growing up, did you have any farm animals, like goats or cows?
I did not.
Dang it! Back to the drawing board.
It might have been a horse.
Oh, horse?
There is a horse next door.
There we go! High five! Oh, we got it!
Now I must
come up with a good story for this.
Did you have horse?
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 Hey, fucker, don't make fun of my... Don't do that.
No,
I told a heartwarming story.
Now you're going to have to say a whole lot of R's.
I told a touching...
Didn't you used to work for Arby's?
Yes, I did work for Arby's. No, I'm cool with it. I don't have it, but sometimes
I'm
do.
Cool with it now,
I stutter,
too.
I stutter a lot.
I stutter when I'm really, really upset or really nervous I'm really not sure.
My best friend likes to make fun of me because I tell a story about you're excited, I'll stutter. And I used to go, he goes. And then my best friend will just, everyone following me, he goes. And I'll be like, shut the fuck up.
I don't know. I actually have one where I can't say T's and S's for longest time.
Or you're that one chick at work and say.
Did you have to say a lot of puttaka?
So, huh?
Did you have to say puttaka over and over and over again?
No.
Do you see what that does? It makes you work your lips and it makes you work your throat.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Puttaka. Seriously.
You know what also helps you work your
puttaka? So you start at the front of your mouth and it goes all the way to the back of your mouth.
What does it work again?
Without being dirty.
Seriously.
What does puttaka work?
Start the front, work to the back.
What does puttaka work again?
Puttaka. Your lips for your consonant, your tongue for your consonant, and your throat for your consonant.
No, it also helps with that.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah, boom.
I have yelling.
DSLs.
So if you ever go to prison, you're set.
Woo! Puttaka.
Puttaka.
Basically, my tongue would... actually go to the top of to the roof of my mouth.
Mine does
that's
that.
Why I can't do it.
Mine does that, but it's got dentures.
So I had to learn to hold my tongue down.
Mm-hmm. Mine don't do that if I'm not paying attention.
So. God, we all have weird shit, don't we? Dentures,
so because of that,
we're all awkward.
I had
not Rusty. He's normal. Ain't nothing wrong with Rusty.
Yeah. Did you?
I did. I had to have the bottom of my underneath my tongue clipped when I was.
You should go to that one website that says all free music.
But you can see where.
Yeah,
where
was cut. I know that feel, bro. Yeah.
So to this day, like when I'm speaking Spanish, I can't roll my R's because I've gotten so used to holding my tongue.
Okay, can y'all roll your tongues?
Ding 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 ding.
I can't do that.
Yeah, because
I can flip it upside down, but I can't roll it.
Well, I can't
flip it upside down.
Oh, I bet you can. I bet you can, bro.
Now we're all sticking our tongues out at each other.
I can't roll my tongue. I can only flip it upside down.
I feel like that's how you made it through college.
No, that was by my mad skills gained by tying cherry stems in knots.
If you can tie cherry stems with knots, you can roll your tongue. I don't understand.
No, I can't. But I can tie a cherry stem in a knot.
No comment.
So now you do it. Let me show you how you do it. So if you take your tongue and go.
I can't do it, dude. I can't.
It's easy. That's how I learned how to do it.
Can't do it.
Her muscle control is different because
I learned to tie. I learned to roll my tongue. I was in fifth grade and there was a senior in high school, and he showed me behind the bleachers.
Yeah, I'll bet he did.
He was gentle. He had a caressing touch.
And thorough. Was he thorough?
Oh, buddy, let me tell you. now that Justin's gone, let me tell you a story.
I tried to get him to refill my wine. And
let me tell you a story about Justin.
He didn't.
Like,
totally
he just walked right
that.
The fuck out.
Well, guess what? When he gets back in, I have gotten quite a bit on the Dragon Age.
You did?
I did. I am almost done and going on to the expansion.
Oh,
buddy.
Oh, my God.
I got a story to tell you. Plus, I got a little milestone in the game.
Boom.
That's something most people said I couldn't do, but I did it.
You did all the chicks. Plus the guy.
No. I did go to the prom and sleep with all the girls and the guys. It was awkward with the guys, but I was like, fuck it, let's do
it. Oh my God.
I was like, fuck it, let's do this.
Becky, look at her butt.
Hey, look. Now
Professor Broman is playing.
Oh, well, like you didn't know that already.
Thanks, Professor Broman.
Thank you for telling me something I did not know. Thank you, Twitch, for telling me something I already knew. Oh, you must enable Twitch alerts.
Yeah, I did. I do for certain people.
Oh, apparently the lunar eclipse has started now.
Yeah.
Oh, has it?
Hello! Let's go ahead and just leave it dead air for 5 minutes while we go watch the moon.
We really should. Just leave it completely silent.
All right, everybody, let's leave.
That's not going to work. Mostly because I'm sitting in the broke-ass chair and I don't think I'm going to be able to get up that
Why are you sitting in the broke-ass chair?
Well, we could put some music on. Mofo. We could put some music on
some
here.
Some touching and soothing music.
Yeah, let's go
and
ahead.
We'll touch and soothe.
She's going to pull out of the car. Watch her. She's
going
to pull out of the car. Ah!
Boom.
She's stupid.
I love stupid people when they get hurt for being stupid.
Heartwarming feel music.
I'm telling you, that might be copyrighted.
Dude, all you gotta do is throw on Michael Bolton or Kenny G. That's it.
How am I supposed to live without you?
We just got this.
No.
So someone said. No. So someone posted a thing on here, Rusty.
Scott
and it said, it's stupid when girls say they can't find a guy yet.
You've
they ignore
not seen
me.
This?
It's like saying you're hungry when there's a dog on the ground outside.
Okay.
Something he did for Saturday Night Live with Lonely Island. It's hilarious.
Oh, Nick. Who are you talking about? Nick Bolton?
Yes.
He's great.
It is hilarious.
That video is amazing.
It is, man.
Lonely. Oh, have you seen the video for the woman translator?
Yes.
Amy, have you seen it? Have you seen the video for the woman translator?
No, but it cannot possibly be as good as Samuel L. Jackson reading aloud from Go the Fuck to Sleep.
I'll show you.
That was pretty epic.
Go the Fuck to Sleep.
Watch. Hey, are you golfing today?
Yeah.
It's the second time this week.
But you said it was fine.
It is fine. It's perfectly fine.
Like, can
you
have this on here?
Yeah.
Not an actual ad. It's a joke.
Well, you're in luck.
I wish it was.
Introducing the Manslator, a revolutionary
device that translates like a caveman. It's funny.
Into simple man words. Finally, the power to know what she means.
Okay, cool. Let me just check my wife. Hey, babe. A tea time open up later. You mind if I go?
Fine. If that's what you want to do.
No, go. Stay home.
On second thought, I'll just stay here with you and watch
The Notebook. That's exactly how it happened in Jason's house earlier. Yes.
Now that's more like it. The Manslator uses emotion deciphering technology to help you out of the toughest jams.
Hey, is everything okay? You sound upset.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well,
why would I be upset?
Well,
it's
anniversary,
sir.
Oh, no way.
Get the cheesy
thanks
thumbs up.
Femlogic
processing chips.
Like, are you wearing that?
You change now.
Hey, do you want to get some coffee?
Me want coffee.
Do you think she's pretty?
You think she prettier than me?
Aw, you're such a good friend.
Me doesn't drink. Me not
mine. I'll be ready in 5 minutes.
Me ready
30 seconds.
I sure
on my shoulders
Me serious.
I like how the voice of that.
It's a caveman. This is a caveman.
It kind of sounds like the. Kind of sounds like Animal from the Muppets.
Oh, it does a little bit.
Apparently, I was looking at this because you know Samuel L. Jackson is a badass.
Yes.
There's a sequel to Go the Fuck to Sleep now.
Really?
Really?
There is.
I did
it's
not know this.
You have to fucking eat.
You don't really have to, but
oh,
just get some Soylent Green, you'll be alright.
It's people.
You know, there actually is Soylent Green.
Yes.
Yeah. And I watched a guy, I read an article by a guy that did it, and he was like, he had done it for like a year. And now that he's off of it, I mean, he talks about how like he does miss it. And
how he misses Soylent Green.
Yeah, because it's so much easier.
He misses people. He's lonely.
I know. But he also says, like, you'll get it and stuff, and you'll get headaches and stuff like that. He goes, he doesn't know if it's any side effects from it or not. But he does. He actually does miss the ease of it. But it's like, for the first month and a half or 2 months, it was, like, really, really bad. But then after a year on it, it was interesting.
Soylent Green. No shit. Like.
Scroll down.
There's, like.
But.
I mean, the I mean.
You can actually get it. I don't know.
Soylent Green food?
Yeah, right there. Welcome back.
Yeah. Soylent.com, free yeah. your body.
The
yeah.
fuck?
It's like,
no way.
What?
Oh, what's up? Right. Wait. No, I got to see this.
All right. I didn't see how you got down like that, but all right.
What do we have going on?
Well, I got
he was at a Cardinals game.
But what is...
Well, it's just two men loving each other, dude. What? There's nothing wrong with that.
It's
just two men loving each other, Rusty. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think, Earl...
I don't understand.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry.
I'm going to explain a little bit of context.
Are you going to explain it when we're
Please.
Older?
No. So, I will preface this that I have nothing against people that are homosexual or anything like that, but my old assistant routinely dressed way better than me.
Way better than you.
To the point of being extremely metro, and he runs and he does a lot of stuff, and then he posts a picture about his triathlon. It's him and his buddy is wearing like this weird, like they're both shirtless.
Like, what is he wearing?
And he's wearing some like this weird, like bondage
thing.
This weird bondage.
I don't know what it is?
Like fucking bondage.
No,
it looked like bondage running gear.
This looks like a tape measure look at around his waist. Is all it looks like to me.
Because you know, bondage running gear.
Really?
Is it really?
I don't know, but it's just, it's odd.
It's right. Oh, it's like an Under Armour band.
Is that what
looks like? That's what
why?
It looks like.
Why?
Make it big. I can't see very well.
Make it big.
All right, thank
you. Oh, no, that's one of those things that when you get done running, you do it and massage it, you know, it sends those waves to your muscles so they don't cramp. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me, at least.
It looks like a tennis unit thing.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me, because
exactly
sometimes if you run, you can do that to where it... Like that, so your muscles don't cramp. Sometimes if you run a lot, I've never had the
Still
problem.
Looks like bondage running.
Because I don't run.
Now we know where your brain is going.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, there was a Chuck Norris fact.
Laser
it was like, you know why the show
nice.
Was called Walker Texas Ranger?
Why?
Because Chuck Norris don't run from nobody.
Oh.
You missed a lot while we were gone. We told a story about you that no one knew.
Of course, he looks right at me going, what the fuck did she say?
Amy showed us
what
her time
you betray
in the
me on?
Industry, and she fluffed everybody. You know, it's good times.
God damn it. I have to hate you.
You missed the fluffinutter session. It was delicious.
It was awesome.
What? You know what? I'll
Amy made
frank.
Us some fluffinutters.
When you're on this diet, when the moment strikes, you have to go.
Oh, that's
immediately.
True.
Oh,
what
no,
diet
no,
are you
no,
on?
I understand
no.
this.
What
no,
diet
no,
is
no.
I just had the look, and I was just like,
what
I
diet?
Went,
no. What diet?
Do not,
oh,
do not
on?
Assume
no,
it's just a fart.
No.
Oh, I get that all
then
the time.
Then I completely
okay, guys.
Take back
mine's
what I said about you ignoring me when I was like, hey. Psst.
Hey, but mine's called old age.
Oh.
I just
yeah, right. No,
well, I guess you
on the high protein low
yeah,
carb.
Yeah, of course you do. You poo a lot.
There's a point where you feel the pressure, and then you have this mental brain check. Is it a fart, or is it a shit?
Hey, can you fill this up with, like, three quarters coffee and then water?
I can.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then...
Awesome. Is it a fart, or is it a shit?
A shart. Is it a shart?
It will.
I
mean,
there is definitely sharting when you're...
So, Bubba today said, who do I report something to that's just orderly nasty? He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I went to the side bathroom, and it smelled like someone just really dropped a really big one. So I'm like, okay.
So
I'm sitting there, and
that's
I'm going bathroom, and he's like, man, it's not clearing up any. I don't.
Did they just fucking paint
horrible.
The walls?
No. So he went to, he washed his hands, and he threw
wash,
that's what you do.
Awesome.
At the sink, you wash your hands. and he dried his hands, and he put the paper towel in there, and come to find out, some nasty fuck at work wiped their butt with toilet paper and threw it in the trash can. That's why it smelled like that. He was like, this is utterly disgusting. I was like, some people don't have manners. Some people just don't know how to be proper. So I was like, the only thing you can do is, did you just break your thing?
I just dumped juice all over myself.
Oh.
What'd you do?
He pulled the top off and dumped juice everywhere.
Dumb shit.
You better inhale that shit right now.
You better
straight line
it up.
Your brain.
Boom,
you
done.
Better straight line that shit to your brain.
No, that'll.
Apparently, this is the Rusty Jason Earl show.
I know, right? Everybody keeps fucking walking away and shit.
I'll be back.
I thought we was having a podcast.
So, did you know if you plant a pumpkin spice latte inside an UGG boot, then water it with vodka, a basic bitch will grow?
A basic what?
A basic bitch.
that's good.
That's good. What was I looking at?
Oh, well, I, however, have got approved. Funny, it's not game related.
No.
I got approved draft for Uber.
Oh, you got to drive.
Yeah, I've been driving for a while.
They let Grandpa Earl drive?
Well, I don't have to take a test anymore, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm excited. I got to wait for my bank account to be added to it, and then I can be street ready, and I'm going to start driving.
You're gonna drive for Uber?
Hell yeah. I've been talking with a friend of mine that does it, and he told me the different things and what to do and stuff.
Okay.
And then once, like, a day or so before I drive, he's going to... gonna meet up with him. He's gonna show me some really hot spots where people, you know, most dense traffic is and stuff. So yeah,
downtown is pretty much where
South
you're
Tulsa,
at.
Downtown Cherry Street, things like that.
Yep,
things where the most popular
and
bars
you have
are.
And oh, thank you, love.
Because
oh,
I mean, you will be driving around drunk people.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much.
Oh no, that's gonna be the main clientele. But then also like the big events and stuff, mm-hmm. like Oktoberfest.
So,
I'll be driving and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, but that's still drunk people. So like, that's what if they throw up in your car?
Well, there is a thing on the app that says need help, and then you click it and it has a whole bunch of different options. Like, so my friend that did it, there was a lady he picked up. She wasn't drunk or anything, but she had like a soda and something else. Well, when he got done and he dropped her off, she was like, oh, hey, I spilled in your back seat, and just like walked off.
Oh, thanks.
But she spilled, because he has a four-door car, but it was like, so the seats were like, say this is the seats right here, like here, like in between us, all the way over to Rusty. So he's like, need help? Boop, did that, send it up there, cleaned it, sent him the bill, and then Uber charged the chick like, so much, like what it cost to clean it, and then extra for their fee. So it was like ended up being like $200, but charged her.
Yeah,
because whenever you do the app thing, it does say if you cause damages. Yeah, but most people. Yeah, so he did. It's like boop boop boop. And then last night, some drunk lady left her shoes in there, and he didn't realize it, and he picked up another person. And they're like, someone left shoes in your car. He's like, oh, need help, passenger left like that. So yeah, they have ones like if you take a toll road. You hit it, and then you send them what it was, and they'll add it to your pay thing.
Hmm.
If you get a ticket, like say you're driving, you just get pulled over,
uh-huh.
something happens, you can got pulled over, stuff like that, and it's like a big long list. But yeah, it's really interesting.
Huh.
I'm excited about it.
Well, okay, so if you get pulled over, though, that's kind of your own boneheaded fault.
Well, this for certain issues, certain instances. I didn't ask him what all that included. I just thought
so, like,
it was
maybe
one
you
that
were
said,
running somebody to the hospital.
Yeah, running somebody to the hospital or something. Yeah, and they also have a thing.
Because I want to Uber for my fucking hospital trip.
Well, no, it could be, like,
I'm
say
you're. Baby. Let's call
Uber. Well, no, or it could be, like, say there, was a, pregnant, say there was a pregnant woman.
Need
or
to
say.
Clean amniotic
or say
fluid
some, you know,
out of my
something.
Back.
Somebody fucking had a heart attack in your back seat.
Could have been anything like that, yep. But
need
it's interesting.
Help.
I'm excited
placenta
about
disposal.
It. Yeah, I'm excited about it. So I'm going to be doing that. So I'm super excited.
Rusty actually just smacked himself in the face. He was so grossed out.
So what we were talking about before Jason, before Nas left.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty far.
Before I Ubered.
Before you Ubered out. excuse me. So.
Am I the only one who has not audibly belched on this show?
You can start.
You can.
I
go
farted
for it.
Earlier. It's okay.
yes.
I know. So
we're actually kind of having a farting contest over here.
Dude, so here's the thing.
I drill farts into this chair every time.
I know. I drill farts at work all the time in here too.
God.
Anyways,
damn,
so let's move on. Here we go.
Never using that
so
chair again.
Story time here.
Okay. Story time.
So
I'm using my chair.
The last time I talked about Dragon Age. Okay.
Yeah.
I just called the Landsmeet.
Yep.
So I logged back in.
Yeah.
30 minutes later.
So, 45 minutes, thank you.
How was your movie?
It was amazing. So, here's the thing. So, I get there, and I get into town, and Loghain's there,
And he starts causing a ruckus, so I call him on his BS, and he's all like, bite your tongue, warden. I'm like, you fucking killed the king. And then some chick
sure
gets in the mix.
Are you
sure this isn't something
that happened on Bonanza?
No. Whoa.
Whoa. Don't bring that shit up.
Whoa. Anyways, so we get in, and I meet with the Earl of Redcliffe, and he's like, oh, hey, look, Loghain's daughter... This is her handmaiden, so she's like, Loghain's taking her prisoner, you gotta help. So I get in there, free her, we get out, and they're all like, oh, we've caught you, Grey Warden. So I'm like, you know what, I'm not gonna fight, it's gonna further Loghain's propaganda against me. So I go to Fort Draken. So I escape Fort Draken. I know the secret code.
Yes.
Okay, so I grab it. Anybody playing it, rabbit is the key. So I get out.
Rabbit.
So I get out, and we go to the Landsmeet. Well, that stupid female's there, and she's all like, I can't let you go to the Landsmeet, blah, blah, blah.
And
you're
going
to have to fight. So I'm pretty persuasive with my silver tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all like,
bet you are.
Look, I am. I said, look, honey, you can let me stay here, but your boss is batshit crazy, and he'll turn on
butt
you
shit.
In a heartbeat. And
butt
she's
shit
like,
crazy.
She's like, I have
That's
noticed he's been
shit.
Forgetting things. I think he's got Alzheimer's. And I'm like, he probably does. My grandma had Alzheimer's in real life, so I was like, really, she does.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to let me through so I can go check on him. And she's like, you have a heart of gold. Please pass. So I get in there, and he's causing a ruckus and saying all this stuff. So I bust in there. I'm not going to lie to you. The first time I didn't say the right things, and like everybody sided with Loghain, I'm like, fuck that. Reload. Go back in. Say the right things. I know, that's funny. She falls off. And then they all side with me, and he's all like, hey, I'm going to fight you. Get your champion. I'm like, I don't need a champion. I'm a champion of Ferelden. So we fight. Prison him. So he's... and then I just fireball him. That's what they do. If you play the game, you prison him. He's up like in the cross position. So I throw a couple ice spells on him. I throw the sonic bomb on him. So
sonic.
He's, boom. So he's like that. Then it explodes. But he doesn't die. He just explodes. Then he's sorry. And then I hit the button too fast. And I'm all like, oh, save Loghain. And then Alistair,
you know, I have that problem too.
Alistair gets his panties in a bunch. And he's like, how dare you? He killed the king. I'm like, oh, shit. I don't want to lose Alistair. So then I say, you should kill him, Alistair. And he gets a twinkle in his eye.
Twinkle. Twinkle toes.
And then he kills him. But because he killed him, now the daughter don't want to marry him. So I'm like, why don't you just sit on the throne?
It's probably
because
he pushed the button too fast.
No. Then I'm like, chick, listen, if you ain't going to marry Alistair, he don't want the throne.
Never.
You just go ahead and take the throne. We'll support you. And she's like, oh, I like that idea anyways, right? So then I have to go back and find the Arl. And he's like, hey, you should go talk to the dude you freed from the prison. The Arl.
You
need to go talk to the dude you freed from the prison.
Oh, you need
he's
one
gonna,
when you click the button too
he's
fast.
He's gonna go ahead and talk battle plans, right? So I run upstairs. Morgana's in my room. I try to talk to her, try to score with her. She's like, I already had sex with you once. So I kiss her.
Button too fast.
That's what we do. And she's all like, oh, I've kind of grown kind of fond of you. I'm like, all right, yeah. So I go in.
The demon, baby.
Getting there. So then I talk to the guy and I go back to my room. She's like, hey, I don't really want you to die. Now, I remember a few podcasts ago, somebody.
Huh? Somebody who?
Somebody's was like, you only score with Morgana once. And I said, I'm going to score with her twice. Got her in the sack to make a little god baby. Twice! Score with the same chick twice. So then she's like this. She's like, if we do this, I'm going to leave. You can't follow me, and I'm going to raise a child on my own. I'm like, all right, cool. So then we got to go fight because it's the final onslaught. And I weed through some darkspawn, and the guy's like, hey, who are you going to take with you? So I'm like, okay, well, Morgana wants to leave, so you know what? You can leave. So I take Alistair, the healer, thanks to you.
Yeah.
From a healer. And then I take, what the hell her name is, the rogue chick, right? He's like, well, who are you going to be the leader of this party? I'm all like, one of my other companions. He's like, who is it? I'm like, Morgana. And then everybody's telling me their final goodbye. She comes up. She's like, you ain't going to take me with you? I'm like, bitch, you said you wanted to go and leave, right? Don't be getting clingy now. I'm trying to push you away because that's what you want. And she's like, I thought this was, she starts to cry. I thought it would be hard. It would be harder, but I don't want you to leave. I'm like, listen, you can't now say you want child support because I got you pregnant. You need to move on. And she's like, oh, it's true.
but I still miss you. She said, I'll miss you. I'm like, look, if I die, you'll never see me. And if I win, I'm just going to go over to another realm and become their hero. Don't take it personal. She's like, okay, well, I'll stay here then. And that's as far as I got. But I scored with her twice. Y'all said it was only once. Twice. You're welcome. Boom. Got my wish.
God, he's so close.
So that's where I'm at. Oh, also, you missed it because he said, had you scored with all the girls and the guys? I went back to the Pearl and had sex with all the girls and the guys just so I knew what it was like. I was adventurous. I was adventurous.
He's like, I want a sample from all the bitches.
I did. And the guys, because that's the way I roll. So, yeah, I'm right there. I'm going to go and do this thing, and then I'm going to go to the expansion. So I'm going to say another month, and I'll have a beat. Then I'm going to move on to number
by
two.
Halloween.
Now, Halloween. You know, by the time we do that thing we were talking about in October,
that thing,
I'll have it beat.
Okay.
I'll be on to number two.
Yeah?
All right.
Hell yeah.
Dude, you were so fucking close to beating that.
I am. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
And I gave it to him as a Christmas present.
Listen.
2 years
listen,
ago.
Listen. No, last year.
Oh, okay.
Last
year.
Actually, listen. Gave it to him on the show, I think.
You did. This is my birthday. It was birthday and Christmas put together. Listen.
That's
when
why
you've
I gave
got
it to games.
Listen, when
you
you've got
to start a Katamari, have you?
Me and the kids play.
It's a good game.
It is. They
kids.
Like it.
It's weird. It's Japanesey. It's
colorful.
It's very
colorful. She calls it the beautiful game.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I'm excited. Listen, when you have a busy life such as myself,
uh-huh.
you got to take it slow.
Because uh-huh.
every minute counts. Uh-huh. And why are you watching a video that's making me hungry?
I don't know.
I hate
There's
you.
A lot of this shit on the internet.
You're just watching food videos?
Pretty much.
The ones that they're like,
he's
delicious.
He's like vicariously looking at delicious food.
It's because he doesn't eat that stuff no more.
Look at this.
Are they pulling it out? Is that an onion?
No, that's an apple.
Oh, is that an apple? Okay.
I don't know what they're
doing. What
you're
talking about. That's the apple that you put the cinnamon and the
and
you bake it.
Oh, look, everybody that's missing the moon. Here you go.
Some
my friend Heather
syrup.
Posted it.
Ooh.
There's part of the moon, y'all.
Yeah, the blood moon earlier was very pretty.
So, in exactly 1 hour. Oh, wait. What time is it supposed to be?
It's already started.
It's already happening right now.
Do we need to pause?
Well, I already said that we should, like, leave this going with some soothing music.
I
out there for 5 minutes
I
and
think
check
what
it
we're
out.
Gonna do is we're gonna check
or
this
like
out
the,
for a
minute. The intermission music from Monty Python and the Holy
I think
Grail.
We're gonna have two breaks. We're gonna have a blood moon break.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
It happens like every 30 years.
Yeah. We're gonna go ahead pull this up.
Let's see where it's at real quick.
This is important stuff. Astronomy, not astrology. What the fuck are you watching?
All right, here we go. We got it, and it's 2 minutes and 38 seconds. Let's go, boom!
All right, we'll be back.
Hold on a second.
Check it out.
Ah, damn it!
Check out your face. There you go.
How long
no,
is that
actually,
for?
Break.
No, let's just actually break.
No, wait. Come on.
I don't know how to work it.
It's good shit.
Okay.
It's
okay,
good
okay.
shit. All right, we're going to break. Be right back.
Seriously,
like
I was just playing
tails.
Sega. I was playing Tails.
No, Earl just wanted to be loud again.
I did. I
with all
of his
many tails. I mean, if you have that many tails, you can't help but be loud.
You can't do a job interview quiet. Either.
Apparently you can't. Apparently you can't ace a job interview either, but that's besides the point.
Yeah. So the moon, man.
Oh, you did it better this time, but you had to stand up and lean over the table.
It's so sad that you're short. You can't just, like, do this.
Your
you can't just scoot up a little bit and go.
For those who do not have the visual, I am 5'1". And you know
or
what?
Or like that.
How tall are you?
Listen,
if I'm on an airplane and I'm debarking, I can stand up straight under the luggage compartments and y'all fucking can't.
I'm sorry that you pissed somebody off before what? You were born that they made you short.
Yeah, thanks for all those like prenatal cigarettes, Mom.
My mom smoked cigars.
I actually don't know that she
My mom smoked it. Cigars while she was pregnant with me for just like a couple months. Because she didn't know she was pregnant.
It's totally.
Well, you
totally
turned out, you know, tall and strapping. So.
But I was also premature, too.
But tall and strapping.
How did you end up really? That big?
Dude, right?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was premature by 2 months.
What?
I was in a, they call it incubator, but I was born and my lungs weren't developed. So they had.
Dude.
I was on my left pec right here. They had a thing to help me breathe, but they left it on too long. And they came out and they told my mom, they were like, well, you can file a lawsuit if you want. We actually left it on too long, but
God.
He's got a scar. You can't even see the scar anymore. But yeah, it was all around that right there.
Dude,
and she's like, you saved my son's life.
Dude, month and 20 days, dude.
There it is. Good job. See, premature, you can still be tall. I didn't have lungs. That's why I'm so loud.
I was nine pounds.
Spencer was 9 pounds, 3 ounces. And did I mention that I'm 5 foot fucking one?
See, I was
my child
was
2 feet long.
See, my
son, so half your size.
Zach was 10.
I was the most pregnant person ever.
Zach was 10. Zach was 10'4", and Zoe was 9-something.
Oh,
and they all had big watermelon heads.
Oh, yeah. Spencer had a 37-centimeter head. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had him natural.
Mm. My wife had all
of them.
Badass. Natural, too. Wow. It's not a competition, Babino.
Like,
yes, it is, and I
no,
win,
it's
bitch.
Not. You don't win it. My son was 10'4".
You not a
lot bigger
broken.
Than you.
Because I'm a badass.
Or you say, hey, about that badassery. What game did you play lately?
Me?
Yeah, talk about your badassery. What game
I played
did you play
Skyrim.
Lately?
I played Shelter.
Let's talk about Skyrim. That's a funny story I heard.
You got a funny story for Skyrim?
Ass at it. That's
not
what
really.
I heard.
You don't?
No.
You fushrudad somebody?
Did I what?
She doesn't know. She didn't make it that far.
I haven't gotten that far on it.
She played Skyrim, also known as got through the first cutscene.
But I'm sitting here going, okay,
what am I supposed to do?
Do I have to watch a whole fucking movie before I play this game?
That's
I don't know what's going on right now.
You do know a lot of games are movies.
But it was really good. I love the graphics. Love them. Love them.
The graphics?
I do.
Awesome.
They're amazing.
Graphics are good.
Especially yeah. for the time.
Why are we back on this damn video, Rusty?
This is a bloomin'.
Oh my god, Rusty, quit watching food videos.
I know. It's stuff I can't eat either, dude.
Wait, bloomin' onions?
No, it's a bloomin' apple.
Ooh.
You can eat it, you just choose not to.
That sounds very Pinterest.
No, you.
Are you on the paleo diet? Is that what you're on?
Paleo.
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 No, it's paleo.
I'm not on the paleo diet.
Sound.
Okay, paleo.
Paleo.
Paleo doesn't allow for certain things.
It's
like
not a hard A, Rusty. It's a soft A. Don't. Well, you should have a bloomin' apple then.
See, the paleo thing gets rid of anything that is not.
I know my cousin and
a
her
processed,
husband. My cousin and her husband are on it, and he tries to tell me why, when we were growing up, we didn't eat fruits
basically,
or vegetables.
Yeah, if you look at
like
the if you look at the ingredients and you can't pronounce any of them, then
hold on. Let me look at my drink. I'm going to pronounce all the ingredients in mine. You ready? Coffee and water.
Coffee, water.
Oh, I learned. Did you know a coffee bean's not really a bean?
It's a fruit.
It's
a seed?
It's a seed. Yeah.
I
learned that on the radio the other day. It's like a coffee seed.
They look like beans.
Yeah, they look like beans.
Yay, so, education.
So that's what I'm going to do. In 5 years, I know what I'm going to do when I grow up. I want to own a coffee shop.
I don't think so, man.
I do.
I don't think I could handle the hipsters.
But I do. I want to own a coffee shop. I love coffee. I don't want to try to like rival Starbucks or anything. I just want to own a coffee shop.
I think I can do it.
That's what I want to do.
So, speaking of games, though, because it is a gaming podcast.
What? No way.
What'd you think of Shelter, Babs?
Oh, I know.
You know.
I know what she called it.
I'm a girl. I like pretty graphics.
She said it was a cheap
and that's
knockoff
not necessarily pretty.
No, I did not. I said it was a more involved version of Fallout Shelter.
Oh, yeah, about fallout shelter.
It's much more detailed. It's much more involved.
So before you showed up,
way less casual.
Before you showed up, I was making a joke.
Way less casual.
Way less casual.
I made a joke and said she's going to refer to every game as like a more involved version of Fallout Shelter. Like, I played Uncharted. I didn't like it.
It wasn't anything like Fallout Shelter.
that's what she's going to like staple every video game after nowadays. No, Fallout Shelter is
making me sad. I'm maxing out my vaults, and I'm going, okay, so where the fuck do I go from there?
Well, after a while, it's a casual game, and you play so much of it.
I know! I don't play casually. I like it.
What? I don't understand. Do you, like, micromanage the shit out of your three vaults?
This is everyday life for you.
What the fuck, dude?
I play that game for,
like,
she's
a micromanager.
I'm a crazy bitch.
She's very OCD. Am I wrong?
In some areas.
Especially Fallout Shelter.
Shut up.
Well, you had, what, three going on plus one on your phone for a while?
No, I had one going on my phone for like a day until I figured out that it didn't need internet. And I was like, fuck, I can play it anywhere because I don't have 4G on my iPad.
There's a reason Justin had her spell and grammar check for him.
Okay.
Well, that's because I'm good at that shit.
I still kind of do that, don't I?
Yeah, you really. Kind of everybody does now. Angela has gotten wind, and yeah.
Wow, seriously.
Drilling farts.
You just wow. That was awesome. Really on cue,
she
wasn't
said gotten
it?
Gotten wind.
Amazing.
No, dude.
Yeah,
fuck the Fallout Shelter, dude. I can't.
A grammar bitch.
I can't do anything more with Fallout Shelter.
Exactly. I can't go anymore.
Oh, that reminds me, Justin. On that video game I was telling you about, the up up down down.
Yeah.
For the wrestler. He's going for his PhD. She said grammar. Like, the guy was gloating. He goes, I is, like, R.
I
he
is did the
it
grammar
again,
bitch.
He's like, R. It was so
I
bad.
I the grammar
lost.
Bitch.
He just kept saying R every time he said, I is the winner. R.
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 It was funny. I was laughing at it.
R.
So definitely, if anyone's listening, if you want to watch a good video, it's funny, but definitely check out Up, Up, Down, Down.
I have not checked out anything.
It's pretty funny.
Like, recently, I haven't watched any YouTube because of the other game that I've been playing all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want any
spoilers.
So, with
that, what video game? I think it's perfect to say. So, like, the last couple weeks for Rusty, Justin, and I has been.
Oh,
filled
the
with.
Oh, did
Destiny,
you get the expansion?
The Taken King.
Yeah.
Oh, how is it? Have you been working on your apology all week?
I have been working
on
your apology all fucking week.
That's my
I have yet to give it to him.
That's
though.
My favorite commercial.
Do you need me to check your grammar?
Yes, please.
Man, I've been working on my. That's a great commercial, though. I like it a lot.
It's good. It's very good.
It's
he
really
did
good.
That. This fucker over here used to make me spell check everything he did. I went on a trip here a couple of years ago for the company, and there was a girl there that I'm really not entirely sure what her function was. I don't know why they sent her along to this day. I don't know what she actually fucking practically did. And I was sending off an email to somebody, and she was like, aren't you going to spell check? I said,
no,
I'm not. And she was like, well, you should always spell check. And I was like, bitch, you know those materials that corporate training sends over to our branch to make sure that it's all correct? Yeah, those go straight to me and nobody else. I fucking am spell check. Back off.
I am pretty much a badass. Beat the fuck off.
Go away. You're annoying me.
So,
user research.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Taken King.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's fine.
Dude.
It's lots of good.
Dude.
Lots of good?
Dude, it's very
lots
not just
of
a
good.
Little good.
It's just,
no,
it's a very
it's
lot
lots
of good.
Of good.
How much have we played so far collectively?
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 6, how good is it?
Ooh, that's good. That's a good one. I'd say it's a solid 7.
Okay, somewhere on a scale of sex to multiple orgasms.
Oh, at least 4.
let me put it this way.
I haven't ordered my fleshlight yet.
My Destiny Saber fleshlight.
I'm going to need you to never make that hand motion again.
Look, it's got to be that big, though.
Let me put this.
Y'all who are listening, you are glad you don't have a visual right now.
But let me put it this way: the only thing pulled me away from the game was sex. So.
And you had wife aggro?
He had something.
How'd you do that if you had sex?
No. Tonight was special.
If you're good enough, you don't get wife aggro.
Oh, was it he's right.
Boys to Men at their peak in the 90s special?
No.
Special.
Yeah.
What's up? What are you doing?
I can't say, actually.
Is that a buffalo?
I know how Rusty feels about it. I don't know how Justin feels about, really. But for me, all of the issues that I had with year one of Destiny were pretty much addressed.
There's a couple things that I'm still not quite there with it yet. There are some things that I really like about it, though. The pain points that I still have with the game are still weapon parts, and I still play like fucking crazy.
You ran it off.
Yeah.
I mean, how much have I actually played in the last, the last 2 weeks? I've played at least as much as Rusty.
I feel Justin's pain there a little bit, but that's more about RNGesus hating us. And dropping
Horan Jesus.
Well, I did actually get that cosmonaut.
Did you say Orange Jesus or Horan Jesus?
We should explain. The same problem I do. Armor parts dropping instead of weapons.
Armor parts dropping. That's kind of hot.
So here's what Destiny is to me. It's a first person shooter Diablo right now.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
Well.
If they would add a little bit more randomness to it, it could really be a first-person shooter Diablo.
Well, kind of. All right, so...
Like, if they added, like, actual Rift stuff, kind of like Diablo does, because they've taken a lot from a lot of games. If they started adding that, I mean, you would go in there to get the, you know, epic drops and things like that. And they're still adding enough variety to the legendary stuff to make it kind of like Diablo.
Okay, well, because the Taken King is such a ginormous fucking thing right now, let's break it down. And we're going to break it down based off of Bungie's own website. There's six different things five really, because Prison of Elders is not really a thing anymore. But there's five things that really define what's changed in the game. First is story.
Yes.
So the story mode in Destiny, it's still kind of short, but it's written in such a way that the story missions, as you saw them, are like the intro to the game almost. So, I mean, you get the title screen after you kill Oryx the first time,
right?
Yeah.
So that's really the start of. You know, of the game at that point, and I just lost. But there's a couple things that they did with the story. They cleaned it up quite a bit. They gave a little bit more backstory to the ghosts, to the Vanguard. They gave ghosts a function. They've done a lot more with the actual story. They've injected a little bit of humor, which was really good. That was. Absolutely.
Well, that's because they added Nathan Fillion to the fucking game. Yeah. Well, I mean, but they really added him in.
Yeah.
They let Nathan Fillion be Nathan Fillion.
And I remember I commented on that. We're all playing together, and I was like, Nathan Fillion's Nathan Fillion now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I have a point of being very critical, and part of that is because Destiny was very, very much like the best worst game last year.
It was.
Yeah.
Until they started adding things to it. It was very generic with some really good mechanics, and now they started fleshing stuff out and learning from their mistakes. And I think with every gamer that's not independently wealthy, like, we start to pick up on things and hoping that they'll be good, and then sometimes let us down. And I felt like it really let me down, and I had a sour taste in my mouth. And then, you know, Prison of Elders came out. That was fairly good. The raids were pretty decent, but it was hard to get a raid together. We're still going to have to figure out a way to get a raid, but I got a group now that can probably do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I actually, like, even last night, I was playing with two groups of six, actually, of people that Lebowski knew that he had found that were Lubowski, one of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually were doing PvP last night for a couple hours before I went to bed, so we ended up basically just owning everything because we were playing as a team, which was really fun. But like now I have groups that can do it. These are all people that are 290 and higher, 290 being the threshold really for the raid.
Well, yep. The new light system in the game,
they changed the leveling system, you know. There's a lot of things that are good.
Your level doesn't just depend on an aspect of your armor now.
It's an average of everything.
Defense number, attack number.
The thing that'll make me stop playing a game the fastest is if it's overly dependent on a social aspect.
It's not, really. I mean, the only thing that's really social in the game is raids, really. Because you've got strikes and raids. Strikes, you really don't even have to talk to people. You just work with two other people.
The thing that makes it different from a lot of multiplayer games is it's co-op.
Yeah.
You can play against other people like you can in Call of Duty and the PvP stuff, but when you're playing story, which is the bulk of the game, it's all either three or six person co-op.
Well, exactly. And so, that's going to make me stop playing a game so fast.
But it's not required. Well, and even when you're playing the co-op, you don't have to communicate with the other people.
Right. You're basically, you're there. Are you all right?
Yep.
Okay.
You know, you go into a strike.
Shut up.
It matches you with two random people.
Mm-hmm.
And all the three of you are doing is you're going and killing the thing.
Right.
The thing.
You're going
communication required.
You never want to kill the thing.
Of course.
But, so what it is, though, just to give you like a concept, you've got how many strikes are there in the list?
Well, currently, there's
in the playlist.
In the current playlist, they have the three new ones. There's Shield Brothers. There's
Sun Venus.
The Venus one is no. That's a the old PlayStation exclusive. That's the Undying Mind. Then they have the Flares, which is the other PlayStation exclusive that came to Xbox. Then you've got the Stalker or Striker, the one that's the Rasputin one.
So that's four.
And then you've got the Darkblade.
So you got five on the strike list. So these are all like 20-minute missions, basically, that require cooperative play.
There's two others. There's Valstar is in there, and there is Tanix.
Okay,
as well.
So seven.
So
seven on a playlist, and you play them like there are slightly different ways to play them, but you play them the same every time that you do it. And sometimes they'll add random variables that make it different, but the mission structure is always the same. So if you've played it once or twice, you know what to do, and it doesn't require a lot of communication.
But as far as interacting with other people, you can randomize it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's okay.
You
then.
Don't. I mean,
but it's always more fun to play with people you know because we can rip on each other, and
but
we can.
But you don't
also
have to.
No.
But
no.
It's more fun for us because then once we start playing cooperatively, in a good way, we get really good with it.
Yeah.
That, and let's face it, one, Justin prefers playing with people he knows. Rusty and I prefer playing with people we know for a different reason. You know, back when we were heavy in Call of Duty and Battlefield and those, when we originally had a group for that,
right?
We just fucking owned face.
We owned people's faces all the time. Even other teams. We were approaching that we could probably go play in the tournaments.
Like amateur pro?
Yeah.
And have been really good. But
I don't know. I'm not that good.
Dude, you could snipe people across the map with a revolver.
So that happened. It was one of those things.
You did it on almost a regular basis.
So it happened a lot.
Somebody underestimates.
He does. He does. Rusty has a self-defamation problem.
I don't think
or
that I'm that great.
Self-defecation problem.
I don't poop myself.
As long as it's not in that chair in this room, I don't care.
I don't drill shits into this chair. I drill farts into this chair.
I'm just going to put you and Charts. Earl's names in those chairs so I never sit in them again.
Just names?
Yeah.
This is Rusty's chair.
I've been chair the other day.
Oh. Shots are fired.
Shots are fired.
Seriously, shots are fired.
No, but the thing is I don't think that I'm that good at the game, and I never think that I'm going to be that good at any game, really, because I believe that I'm playing the game for fun, and well, that is what makes...
You know, here's what I will say. So I've been addicted enough to this game because I want better loot, and I don't want to be left behind like I was before.
Right.
So I've neglected Metal Gear Solid, which sucks because that game's really good.
Right.
And I need to play it, but I just haven't had time. I've had to do a lot of things in the last few weeks, so I just haven't had time. So I've really been playing mostly when you guys are online.
Well,
but there's so much to do.
You've been playing a lot.
Are busy.
There is so much to do. And, you know, after, I mean, we've all probably put a good 40 hours into it collectively since
More.
So, I would say more than that. But here's the thing. So, like, I would say compare Destiny last year was a pretty solid 7 for me if I was going to put it on the scale. As far as Tiltcast ratings, it was a solid 3.75.
Yeah, see, yeah. I didn't actually
and
think
then it didn't get good until it did get really good till Skolas, and then we played Skolas, that part of it, and then I hated it for a minute because the Skolas fight took us a fucking week.
That's because we hit our heads against the brick wall for a whole week before.
Well, one of the things that I actually like from the game and what they're doing with it now is that they are making the boss fights more difficult, but they're also making them possible if you figure out the mechanic.
Yeah.
And
there was too much mechanic to Skolas.
No, it was not really, because I mean I've already done something.
It was also overwhelming with hordes of enemies.
Yeah, it was the enemies.
What hit us when we did Skolas was the first week we tried it. It had a negative to it, and that was the fact that the
light switch
buff was on.
Which for people don't play Destiny, it means if you're meleeed once, you're dead.
Pretty much.
So, you know, it was the mob that kept killing us.
Well, the interesting things that they're doing with the strikes now is they've got the 7 in the playlist right now. Each one of those has a random chance to have the new enemy type kind of mixed in as well. So each strike is a little bit different every time you play it.
Because they randomize how... They randomize where mob placement is in some rooms.
Well,
they
also have different versions of it.
And we discovered week one there was a mission that had a random variant thrown in to do a different part of a mission.
Right.
An alternate ending, which is something they did
before. No,
that
was this week. It was week two.
Wasn't
it Monday night?
It was a daily Tuesday story night. Mission. And what we ended up doing was we crowdsourced it, basically. There was some information on the streams and on Reddit about a secret ending to one of the story missions that allowed you to go into the Tanix strike area, and you could finish that in 10 minutes. So you had to speed run up to the door and then finish the rest of the strike in 10 minutes. And if you were able to do that, you got the Black Spindle, which is an exotic sniper rifle. It's basically the Black Hammer.
Sounds dirty.
It is dirty.
It was stupid.
The fucking most challenging thing that I've done yet in the game.
Yeah. I mean, even Skolas didn't match up because there was a time limit.
Right.
To not just kill the boss, you had to also kill all ads in the room.
And when we finally did it, how long? We had like 4 seconds left?
Oh, we had less than that.
No, we had 2 seconds.
Yeah, it was really tight.
And how many times did we play that? Like 10 times at least? And then when we finally did it, I mean, that was a feeling of exhilaration because it was so difficult.
Well, that's one of the things that I liked about it.
We weren't geared for it either. It wasn't like we went in there with raid gear or anything. We went in
we
there
weren't
with
really
basic ass
geared
shit.
Properly for it.
Well, none of us have actually done the raid, so I can't really say too much outside of what I've seen in the streams. Broman and his, Broman, Gothalion, T-Rex, Fallen Cow, Rebelese, and Cheriona were the first 6 people to complete the raid, and they did it in 6.5 or 7 hours or something like that.
Yeah, when we had that much time as a group.
Huh?
When have we had that much time as a group?
Right, never. I mean, the raid right now still takes them 3 hours to complete.
And this is a group that's cleared and knows what they're doing.
Right. They've cleared it multiple times. They've cleared it, I think, 6 or 7 times now. And it still takes them time to get from the beginning to the end. The very first portion of that the raid is two large platforming phases, and one basically horde mode with a mechanic where you have to basically
charge. You have to have at least five up at all time, don't you?
Yes.
So I also know somebody, one of the people that's helped us a few times, Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually cleared it too, and it took him. He started at midnight. I want to say last Saturday when he got off work, and then finished at 2 p.m. the next day.
Holy shit!
So he finished it in 14 hours the first try they did it.
Now that was him.
And he's a good player.
Now that was him in a in his own raid team, or
that was his prime raid team.
Okay. See, right now the way that this this raid is complicated in many different ways, it's the success rate for pugs is really, really low right now.
And for non-MMOers, pugs meaning just random people.
Yeah, so pickup groups is what it actually means, but going on and finding Destiny LFG, you are lucky if you can get through the first two bosses, because a lot of it is... raid group synergy and talking. And
yeah, it can't be like that Vault of Light group that we have with the singing
Vault
kid.
Vault of Glass.
This raid, unlike any of the raids before in Destiny, is just like a raid in other or more like raids in other popular MMOs. There are a lot of group mechanics to the raid.
Oh, God.
You have to be... Your team has to be on point and know exactly what everyone in the team is doing in order to clear these three bosses before you reach orcs.
There is not one boss that doesn't require some form of communication between the raid members. And that is... I mean, there's an event even before the first boss... that you have to basically charge up some runes on the floor.
Yeah.
And you have to have two people standing on an annihilator totem pretty much all times to transfer a buff that you go and charge up a rune. Now, that still takes communication because you're going to be like, okay, so this person's coming, I got to go. And that person's going to come and take over that spot. And then it's just a rotation of, you know, of six different people. While you're fighting all these
fucking ads. So in like
6
months, when we finally have the time, 7 hours or 12 hours to play together, we'll finally clear this.
Well,
do it.
I'm going to try to find a... I need to at least go through the first few bosses. I want to go for it and see. So I'm going to try to find a raid group sometime in the next week or so and at least give it a go. Because just getting in the place is fun. You don't start... inside the thing. You have to actually open the fucking door. And that's right at the Court of Oryx. You have to open the door. And that's a pain in the ass.
And there's some other things. I mean, like the random event thing on Dreadnought. I played that for like 4 hours the other night.
The Court of Oryx is fun as fuck.
And what it is you get random drops throughout the world. And those let you start an event. And you got a tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3. To get the tier 2s, you have to get the random drop, but to get to tier 3, you have to charge the runes for it. You have to charge the runes for the tier 2s, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I got 3 tier 2s and 1 tier 3, and then, like, 27 tier 1s in my pocket with my Titan. So, I could do that at any time, but I was rotating in and out between several people. We had a group of 6 that I went with Alpha, and he was like, hey, do you want to do Court of Oryx? I was like, sure. I did not realize that meant... Do you want to do this for 4 hours? However, I got like 150 drops.
Right.
So, and they take about 4 minutes a piece. So we do it, finish it, jump out, do it again. Yeah. We just kept going and kept getting the random bosses.
It's like an on-demand public event, which is awesome.
And we got really good with the tier 3. So we finished, by the end, we got so good at the tier 3, we could clear the tier 3 in a minute and a half.
The tier 3 was the one with the ogre?
That's the mini Crota.
The mini Crota? Okay.
Mini Crota.
Basically, what you have to do is you have these orbs you have to kill, and then after you kill the orbs, that gives you a buff to get more damage. Then you kill the wizards, and then you take his shields down, and then you kill this knight, and when you kill the knight, it drops a sword. Somebody grabs a sword, goes up and hits him 3 times, or we got up to 4 times, and we could drop him in one of those events because we got so good at it. So Alpha was our sword bearer. We dropped everything down. He'd do it, and then we'd focus fire him with weapons alight, and then drop his shields, hit him four times, we'd focus fire him again, three, four times, focus fire again, four times, and done. And we could do that, and of course, you know, you get the, you know, the debuff, but we did like six of those in a row inside of 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's yeah.
And that was a lot of drops. Even for people just participating, you're still getting drops.
Right. The tier three bosses, they rotate. So
this week will be something different.
Yeah, it's a completely different boss.
So Tuesday, that'll change again.
So that makes that way interesting. And that's one of the new things that they put into the patrol, specifically for the Dreadnought. But there's also different events that you can trigger on the Dreadnought based off of items that you pick up, which give you a lot of replayability. There's a lot of hidden shit. That's
I'm still struggling with not playing it all the time when I'm off work and don't have anything to do. So that's a good sign for me. Like I said, with the other one on our rating, this one is definitely probably a stronger 4.75.
Yeah, see,
it's gotten a lot more fun. My only hangups are, what's my end game besides the raid at this point? Like, at a certain point, I'm going to reach that point of exhaustion where I've played so much of this that and I haven't done the raid that I'll probably get exhausted of it, you know?
Well, I see it as there's subtle differences between all three classes now, which makes
playing
other classes.
Yeah, and the new subclasses are fun. I mean, the hammer is fun. The force lightning's fun.
There's a bug with the hammer that you should really try out.
What's that?
If you stand in place, just stand in one spot and just do...
Feather your triggers.
Feather all the buttons on the top of the controller, you start fucking machine gunning hammers.
Huh.
And it's a bug. It's not supposed to happen like that, but I think Goth got somewhere up into the, like, 20 hammers out in the space of his super.
Yeah, and you know how long my super lasts.
Yeah, and it doesn't take
that long. It doesn't last that long, but it does a lot.
Well, you point it in a direction and machine gun.
Well, it's just like we were doing heroics. We were on the tank. If I focus fire the tank with the hammers, I can take it down to like 7/8 of itself.
Mm.
So that's really what's more useful. Your force lightning is more useful for a room. I'm way more useful for a boss.
Force lightning?
That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The Warlock Stormcaller is fucking amazing.
Oh.
It's just fucking amazing.
Because you just float around and shoot lightning.
You aim that with Transcendence, you'll find yourself never using your melee or your grenades.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're saving it for when you have super.
Oh, I've run...
Because it feels like that goes like 3 minutes when you...
I run...
When you have that on.
Because I run high discipline, I can still use my grenades. So I just never melee anybody.
So, that being said, I think so far, Taken King has actually taken our hearts.
Yeah, it's...
And our minds.
Yeah. I rate most of my games by the amount of time that I spend doing that instead of doing my schoolwork, and it's gotten pretty close on some of my assignments in the past couple weeks. It's been real close.
I gotta say, I actually look forward to doing a secondary character now, which is not something that I necessarily really looked forward to before.
I'm doing my ninja. I mean, my Night Stalker hunter.
Yeah, mine's level 39 right now.
Well, fuck you then. I mean, you're already a little bit ahead of me. But
yeah, so
I haven't played my fucking hunter in half a year. I didn't play it. I stopped playing it at the end of the Dark Below expansion. Near the end of the Dark Below.
Any rep with him
you,
or anything.
You stopped
so.
Playing him after you did Crota's End a couple times.
And then I'm like, okay, well, let me try Warlock. It seems cool.
And you've been playing Warlock ever since.
Because that's what Warlock's I started awesome. With when I played it on PlayStation. Then he's my lowest level character on Xbox.
Yeah, Warlock.
Level 3.
So amazing. So that is, I mean, that's our first real look at this game, and I'm telling you, they've done everything that they need to do correctly to make it so that it's addictive enough to play for hours and hours and hours on end.
Probably the best part of it is the quest tiering.
Yeah. And the amount of secret shit that's in the game still. I mean, there are stuff in the game that people have not yet discovered.
Bungie keeps telling people on the forums, not everything's out there yet.
Yeah.
You haven't found it.
I actually found out that you probably shouldn't. Like, at some point, they're going to unlock a lot of the year one exotics.
Well,
a lot more than we already got.
One of the Bungie developers was posed a question on Twitter not too long ago, saying something about the previous strikes and previous raids that we haven't seen yet in the Taken King, whether or not they're going to get, you know, upgraded light difficulties and upgraded gear. And they said that he said that it would be an easy fix for them to do. It's basically low hanging fruit is what he said, and that they might change the Crota raid and the Vault of Glass so that it's runnable with the current light levels. That would pose, and of course they're going to do some changes.
Yeah.
They're going to do some changes to it, but the guns and shit will be, you know, infusible. So you'll be able to actually use some of the guns like Fatebringer and things like that. I'm hoping they bring the Fatebringer back.
That's why I still haven't gotten rid of a couple of my weapons from that.
But
yeah, I still have all my raid weapons in my vault.
The amount of stuff that they can do with the game now and what they've been willing to do with the game is really, really impressive. So it's looking a lot better than it was when Dark Below hit, and it was kind of like, eh, whatever.
Let's
you know?
Say where I was kind of double guessing whether or not
get your rock off I my can, map.
whether or not I would continue
getting
with
your rocks off what?
That's what Cade says is get your rock off my map.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that
where I wasn't sure whether or not I'd continue with Destiny after the Taken King or not, this has me looking forward to year two.
Yeah, this is going to be good. It's going to be really good. I've been saying a lot of people I talked to at school have also started playing Destiny again, and they said year one was basically the beta for Destiny. Now year two is going to be the what Destiny is now. True in some regards. The first year of WoW was rough. Really rough.
Are you
and
that's your Destiny character?
Yeah, that's my Destiny character. That's my Warlock.
You're sitting there looking at your...
Mm-hmm.
Your
Kendall. I'm logged into my Bungie account right now, looking at my Warlock.
Your Kendall.
My Kendall, yep. My Kendall looks cool. He's got freaking lightning hands. It's awesome.
He has Made in Taiwan stamped on his ass.
Wait. Turn around. Zoom
can't
in.
See it. There's clothes on.
Oh, it is right there. Look.
Made in Taiwan. Stamped on his ass.
Anyway, I could go on and on and on for hours. About
I know. That's why I was
Destiny.
Trying to wrap you up.
So. Well, wrap me the fuck up then.
Is it time for
a
break?
Baby.
Yeah,
baby.
Do you want a fucking break?
So. I think we need to check out the Blood Moon again.
Okay. Let's go. Let's go check out the Blood Moon again.
We're gonna, are you going to play the music?
We're going to do that.
No, it's copyrighted.
Hold on a second. We got it going.
We're looking on the bright side of life.
Shut the door.
And death, and if you listen to the whole song.
We are philosophical.
And there's a blood moon.
There's a blood moon! There
is a blood moon.
Sacrifice your virgins today!
So somebody should be playing
Terraria. None of us qualify.
And defending against zombies tonight because the blood moon is real.
For reals.
For reals.
I'm going to turn into a werewolf today.
Roar! That was weak ass.
It was a little. Frankly.
It was very. It was
roar!
Roar! Meow. Oh, shit. What the fuck are we doing?
What are we doing?
I was hoping they would have some news.
News? What the fuck is news?
It's finally been said. Mighty Number 9 launches on February 12th.
Fucking a goddamned finally.
Yeah, and that's basically Mega Man 2.0.
It's
the same people that made it.
It's amazing.
It is very awesome. I can't wait. It's gonna be.
You guys be jumping right into that.
I'm gonna pick it up for sure. Yeah. I didn't get it pre-ordered on the on the thing. The Kickstarter.
The thing.
But damn, if there's been some really good Kickstarter games that have came out, in the past year or two.
Wasteland 2.
Yeah, Wasteland 2. Freaking Divinity is, right up there with them, and it's just freaking amazing. So,
It's also coming out next month, and this is we're going to have lots of stuff to rehash a little bit. Oh,
Jesus.
Wasteland 2 comes out on Xbox One and PS4.
Oh, yeah.
With the new engine, because they went on Unity 4 instead of whatever it was before.
Well, the commands are all optimized for controller now, which is also really, really, really good.
Really awesome.
I don't know if they're doing box copies, but I know for sure.
I think it's a digital download, honestly.
It's got to be a digital download. It would make sense to print disc for in this day and age, especially for how much they made that game for.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Nah.
But that comes out next month, and also coming out next month is the Witcher expansion.
Woohoo!
That brings New Game Plus, right?
Yep.
That's already open.
Oh, New Game Plus is already out, and I fucking missed it somehow?
Because you were playing Destiny. It was actually out before Destiny.
The week before.
Something like that. Guess what?
What?
I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to play New Game Plus on that game.
Not for a while.
I know.
Not for a while.
You will be shunned.
Well, I mean,
you'll
I've got...
You'll be shunned like an Amish non-virgin.
You know what does look sexy, Rusty?
What?
An Amish non-virgin?
What the deuce?
Ooh.
Seriously?
Ooh.
That is
the box copies.
Hello, sweetie.
Nice.
So
box copies of Wasteland 2.
That's really good. I like it. I like
Spoilers.
It a lot.
Another piece of news I found. So the file size of Fallout 4 on Xbox One.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
What?
28 gigs. That's it.
How the fuck do they do that?
Because they're probably going to be playing off the disc, and they'll just load some assets on there.
I mean, if it's a digital download.
No, this is from the game store.
Oh.
How the fuck are they doing that? Because, I mean...
Cloud.
Are they going to cloud process?
It's got to be. It's got to be for a file size that small.
Oh, man. I don't know.
That doesn't actually sound
Maybe
like a
Maybe it really
thing.
Is just hung like a light switch.
Well...
Better not be. you know how pissed I'll be.
Aw, will you be disappointed? Extremely. Size matters, I'm just saying. It does.
No, not really.
Well, oh, it does.
I don't know how
it
I feel
really
about
does.
That, honestly.
No, it doesn't. It's how
Earl,
you
how
it.
Are you so knowledgeable?
It's how you use it, my friend.
Well,
lived
I mean,
a long life.
To a point. To a point.
If it is at a point, then there's a problem.
Yeah, that's also fair.
Now, granted, I mean, in the between now and launch, that file size could change, but I'm looking at it here in the store now, and that's the size.
And size matters.
Okay, well, I mean, that could always be something different too. I mean, that's a lot of game, so I'm gonna go ahead and say that. That might be the preliminary size. That might not be the final size. You never know.
Possible.
But, I mean, they've done a lot of good stuff with cloud computing, but most of it's been cloud processing, not necessarily assets. So, it's up in the air. I really, really hope that in a pinch, I could play that game offline. Without having to have an internet connection or anything like that, I'd love to be able to play that game without having any of that.
Well, we've had such, like, we're going to have one of these years where we're going to have a really hard time narrowing down a top five.
Okay.
Because we've had Witcher 3, we've had Destiny Taken King, we're going to have Fallout, we've had Metal Gear Solid. Like, all those games are really solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be a really interesting year for releases and things.
Well, yeah, with Fallout 4 coming, and you know, there's some other games too. But
I got
my brain's not working right now. So,
what's your news, sir?
I got new Xbox One bundles will be announced starting tomorrow through starting 28th of September through October 2nd. Basically, it was revealed through a banner posted on the Xbox website. It says it looks like Microsoft will announce as many as 4 new bundles. Which will you choose? Microsoft asks. There's no other information regarding what these bundles might be. Rise of the Tomb Raider, however, seems like a likely candidate to get its own system bundle.
And that could be a good game, too.
But this, of course, is not confirmed. The only one that they've confirmed so far is the one for Halo 5 Guardians, but they're saying other possibilities could be Fable Legends or Crackdown 3.
Yeah, fuck Fable Legends.
Yeah, Microsoft also has co-marketing deals in place with Fallout 4 and Just Cause 3, though whether or not that means they'll get Xbox One bundles, they're saying that remains to be seen. It says, whatever the case, these will add to Microsoft's already extensive lineup of bundles themed around popular games. Other currently available include those for Madden 16, FIFA 16, Forza Motorsport 6, Gears of War Ultimate Edition. In addition, Microsoft will release these Xbox One Elite bundles in November, while the Halo 5 system will debut in October. They're saying that there probably may also be holiday bundles. So
there'll be holiday bundles.
Of course, there's gonna be holiday bundles.
So, but they're just said, but it just has a picture of the Xbox One with 4 little bundles around it. That's what it's showing.
Yeah, I almost guarantee you that there's gonna be a Halo one and the
Tomb Raider
one. Yeah, that's for sure.
So, but we'll find out as early as tomorrow, and it'll go all the way through October 2nd. So
sweet.
Other news, Hitman's been delayed to March.
Yeah,
there goes my holiday shopping.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. Stinks.
They said that new movie's pretty good.
Oh, Agent 47? Yeah, I've heard good things. We'll see. Try and get in to see the reasons they gave.
I will say real quick while you're looking that up that on the Game of the Year... director's cut version of Wasteland 2. If you already have it on PC, you're getting it for free.
What?
Yep. You get the director's cut for free on PC.
Sweet.
If you already bought it. So, really, the people that'll be introduced to it, though, will be the console market. I'll be really interested in how they take a proper RPG.
Yeah.
Because this is like...
console people, get ready for a real RPG.
I really, and I don't mean that to be pretentious, I'm just saying.
Oh, I see you being pretentious over
I'm
there.
Just saying that this is like Dragon Age Origins meets XCOM kind of RPG.
Don't.
Or Fallout 2.
Don't try to dazzle me with fancy words.
I think some people really like it, and I think other people will probably be too narrow-minded with the graphics on it, but even looking at the new gameplay videos, I'm still pretty impressed, though, because it wasn't a real pretty game, and now it's not as pretty, but it still looks decent.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, I got used to the art style for it, and that's a lot of the newer games that are coming out that are the pixel art style.
Yeah.
I think that's desensitized people to the whole it's got to be freaking eye shiny graphics shit.
I need that.
You know, so
I need it.
You need it.
I
Dragon
need
Age
it.
Guy.
I need it.
DA Origins guy.
Yeah, DA Origins
hey,
guy.
Hey, shut your dirty mouth. Okay.
Dirty mouth.
At least I'm playing.
Now, here's an update to a game that's kind of showing the
before
age.
Before you do that,
what?
So, they stated the reasons for the delay is because of the size of the world they're creating and the fact that it's going to be extremely dynamic.
For the Hitman game?
For Hitman.
Dynamic.
To make sure they have a few more months to... kind of iron all of the bugs out.
Well, Hitman's been a good game, but it's
the last
not
one is
something.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, it's just not something that you know captures my attention for a long period of time.
It captured my attention for about 50 hours last time.
Yeah, it was good to be able to play through and see all the different possible takedowns.
But that's pretty much it for me. It was basically playing the same mission over and over again. And yeah. I think I fell into a pitfall there, and I didn't get very far into the game because of it.
I played several missions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're saying all of your missions will happen in levels that are at least 6 times larger than the largest mission in Hitman Absolution.
They keep trying to push the fucking envelope because, I mean, Absolution had, like, crowds of people and, you know, and shit. So, good on them for trying to make
that,
it
that
a...
That game's always pushed the tech.
Yeah, good on them for trying to, you know, to push the envelope as far as the tech is concerned. So, that's good. And bigger worlds means for many more options, too. So
basically, last time they were able to put 50... up to 50 potential contract targets in a map. They're expanding that to 300.
Jesus. Okay, well, I mean, there goes most people's lives. I mean...
with more than 1,300 crowd members present.
1,300?
Yeah.
All right. No, dude. All right. Done.
Let's move on.
Man.
That's a lot of people.
Well, from a completionist standpoint, it's a nightmare. So, I have a little bit of news for a game that we're probably never, ever actually going to pick up. Because Jason and I have sworn it off. But those people who own last-gen systems, they need to be aware of the Black Ops 3 is not going to have a campaign.
Let's be honest, I never played
the campaign. They said they completely cut out the campaign and did just the competitive multiplayer and the zombies mode, for the Xbox 360 and the PS3.
Let's be honest, I never played the campaign mode ever. Well, any of them that I've owned.
And that's what a lot of people are saying is like, why put a campaign into a Black Ops or a Call of Duty game? Because it's...
Nobody plays it.
Like 8 hours long, and it's generally worthless.
Those little kids that get it that are not supposed to because their parents don't pay attention to the rating system on it, they do.
The no Russian stuff, I mean, seriously. But that kind of tells you that, I mean, we're getting up into the games now where the processing isn't there. There isn't enough space. There isn't enough to actually support the last gen systems.
Well, I'm gonna be in the dark age for a long time.
So you need to get a new.
We need to win him a system.
I need to win. Someone does.
Somebody donate him a system. Donate me a PS4, please.
Someone donate a PS4. That'd be great.
Yeah.
There was some news about the new Xbox One bundle having an extra controller. And it was like an extra controller and something else for $399.
Really?
Let me go back here. Hold on. I just had it up. It's right here.
Speaking of bundles,
okay.
Evidently now GameStop is refusing to sell console bundles that include digital copies of games.
Because they don't get any kind of trade back on it.
Exactly.
Lame.
So extra controller.
You get an extra controller and two free games. You get the Gears of War Ultimate Edition with a free copy of Rare Replay and an extra controller for $350. It's a 500 gigabyte.
Well, that's bigger than mine.
Uh-huh.
And
it says it's
really
only good.
I really do want to play you some.
It's only good in the United States only. Oh, but it's through Dell's website.
Yeah.
It's a limited time offer. No end date was announced, but if you're interested, you may want to act quickly. It says you get, for $350, you get a 500 gigabyte Xbox One, Gears of War, Rare Replay, and an extra Xbox One controller. So act now.
Yeah. So basically, you're going to get physical copies of the games with the bundles at...
Funny story, that's $349.99 more than I can afford.
Because Grandpa Earl only has $1.
He just needs to get more
penny.
Bar clients. That's what
penny.
It is.
Man, I'm telling you. Well, we got to fix the car first, and then we can go from there.
Well, you know, I'm going to say it. I can't completely say that GameStop's necessarily wrong in making this decision and talking with Microsoft, Sony, and the developers about it, or the publishers about it. Because, I mean, by doing only digital bundles, their revenue stream is being cut a lot.
Well, they're already kind of struggling anyway, because the digital download stuff.
They're in a fight to survive, so.
Yeah, the digital download stuff really hurts them.
They're making the decision that they need to make, and to be honest, I can't fault them for it.
Aww.
And for being frequenters of GameStop that we used to be.
I still go buy once in a while. I don't buy anything. I just go buy.
I can't say that, I can't say that I necessarily want to see them die.
Well, they're gonna. All right. The way that I see GameStop right now is the way that I saw Blockbuster and all the other video stores. Honestly,
family.
It's just the way that it's going.
Family video.
I mean, Redbox and Netflix and other digital content Redbox providers.
But Redbox has a very limited supply of stuff that's old as shit.
Redbox survives because they're cheap.
Right. But say Netflix is what really killed the video content, the video stores basically.
True.
And that was a digital download on demand.
Yeah, but look at how OnLive did.
OnLive was completely separate though. I mean, OnLive was you didn't actually have the game downloaded; you just logged in and played it on one of their servers.
Same thing as Netflix.
Not really, because when it comes to games, one of the things that us gamers like is having the actual license to the game. Not necessarily a subscription to be able to play the game, but I can play this game whenever I want to. I can shelf it if I want to, pick it up in a year if I want to, but I still have the license for it. I couldn't do that with OnLive. It was, okay, they're going to put on some games, which may not have been any of their good games.
How is that different than Netflix?
Your face.
Huh?
You just threw it's, to y'all.
How's it different than Netflix? Netflix, you don't actually own the movies for Netflix. You have a subscription.
Own the games for OnLive.
Well,
right.
Here's the thing. Here's the main difference
for shows.
Here's the main difference with OnLive.
That's my point, is I still feel like there's still going to be a market for a physical copy.
With Netflix.
With the way that, think about this, and not too long from now, once Xbox 360 is completely dead, your stuff on 360, aside from the stuff that transfers over, you're not going to be able to have.
Am I going
to
be the only guy with an Xbox 360? Is that
no, because they're doing the backwards compatibility for Xbox, so you don't have to worry about that. I mean, sure, it's not all games right away, but that's one of the things that
there'll be like 100 out of like 700 games.
But you'll still be able to have the access to the licenses and be able to download them and play them through the emulator on the Xbox One. And PlayStation has their PlayStation service that that allows them to play older games too.
Right, but it still has like 1/20th of the library of everything they've released.
All right.
It's
well,
big ass library, dude.
There's a big difference between PlayStation's library and what Xbox
is
going to
be doing.
But you're
re-renting stuff that you may already own. That's what I'm still getting at.
All Xbox has to do is get the publishers okay to
emulate it.
Tweak the code. And literally, that's all they have to do. Basically, they just go in and they tweak one line of code that makes it emulatable.
I'm pretty sure it's more than one line.
Well, yeah, but they made it extremely easy.
A single line.
It's
an apostrophe.
Yeah,
right.
A single line. They made it extremely
emulate
easy.
Equals true.
They made it extremely easy for them to be able to emulate it. So as long as there's a digital version.
I think that it's. I think that GameStop is just gonna. It's gonna disappear in a couple of years.
Probably. I don't think it will though.
I think it'll be remains to be seen.
Yeah, because
I mean,
they're
gonna be innovative.
They're still
to
gonna sell
they
stuff.
They just merged.
Yeah,
with
they're still gonna sell stuff. They may not have as many stores, but they're still gonna sell stuff that people need.
Right now, they're a peripheral market for me to be able to go in and pick up a controller. Because
they
or
may even
like
phase out all physical stores, because you can go onto their website and get everything you could get inside a store.
Right.
So they may just go to the online side. You know, go on there, order your bundle or order a game, and
I don't know. I found it super fucking convenient for me to order the Taken King, and get the collector's edition for that, and not have to wait in line. And not have to worry about having the fucking box or even have the disc in the disc drive. Honestly, I think that that is.
I didn't realize I could trade the fucking game towards it.
Yeah, it was.
And so I could have saved $30.
Yeah, it was right. Something that
Final Fantasy.
But you know, there are people, to Justin's defense, there are a lot of people who, like, even if it's not for the hard copy, like the collector's edition boxes and stuff.
Well, I mean, you can still get, you know, you can still get those, and you can still order them through these sites. But I don't know. I don't think that they could bank their entire business model off of collector's editions. Honestly,
there's a lot of people that do like it.
Okay. Yeah.
Who knows?
So I just think, in general, it's been a fairly news light week, and it will be until we hit about November. Yep. That being said, though.
Woo! Time to go!
That being said,
bitches!
There was more news this week than there has been the last month.
You dropped that.
Thanks.
So.
I just happen to see it.
For that,
whatever. As long as we talk about penises, it's fine.
No, seriously? It's not. This is not a penis podcast. If you want a penis podcast, make one on your own.
Nope. Wrong.
This is a video game podcast.
Wrong.
Tits.
Tits is fine, because that's what guys okay like.
Too. Tits is fine.
There's girls that listen to.
Right?
Actually, our first...
Like one.
No, our first fan was a girl.
Was it Sophie?
Yep.
I like Sophie. Sophie's awesome.
Yeah. Your very first fan. I will talk about penises.
Hi, Sophie, if you're listening.
Hi, Sophie.
You don't know Sophie.
I will so talk about penises for Sophie. I will.
Sophie's a classy lady. She don't need you talking about
penises. I'm pretty sure.
She's a classy kind of lady. Classy. We are way more classy than we ever have been before. I will
Sophie's extremely classy. Sophie makes pastries. That's class.
Penis cakes. Hot.
She makes awesome pastries, too. I wish she delivered some
pastries
to the States.
Pastries are very phallic sometimes, right?
She came to the States a couple years ago, went to Disney World.
Muffin tops.
Pastries.
So with that, Jason, where can you find us?
With that, find us at tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and twitter.com/tiltcast. And very soon, find a whole lot more content for us at twitch.tv/TheRealTiltcast.
Maybe.
Buddy. Follow the goddamn Twitter, because we're going to be posting a lot of stuff soon. So you just find twitter.com/TiltCast.
Hope we get the internet soon so I can be on Twitch.
And find our YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheRealTiltcast.
Wow, I almost because it's still kind of an experimental thing. So we've been posting some videos here and there, just kind of trying to work the audience a little bit. Tell us what you think. With that, we got friends of the show. We got BMFcast.com. We got For the Love of Gaming. The Carousel Podcast is back. John's back.
Yeah!
So, John's back.
That's cool.
Also find noquarters.net.
Man, I'm out of quarters. Do you have any?
No.
I like
man.
Quarters.
And tvgp.tv.
No, you won't find any on the net.
And with that, we're wrapping up the episode, and we'll be back in a couple weeks.
Bye-bye.
Too long. See you guys later.
And saying thanks for all the fish.
What?